The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yehoshua Grunwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Lakewood, New Jersey, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
The center can be reached for halachic services, consultations, and shilas at 888-485-VAAD or at thehalachacenter.org.
Chulin Daf Ayin Gimel. The Gemara here at the beginning of the Amud continues from the end of the Amud before. The Gemara said, V'chalo'im elachteich kichotuch dami. Anything that's going to be cut, it's about to be cut, it's supposed to be cut, it's considered like it's cut. Kiman, says the Gemara, who is the man, the Omer, who is the Tana that says such a thing? That if it's bound to be cut, it's as if it's cut. Ki be meir, like be meir, the Tanan we learned in the Mishnah, kol yodeis ha-kelim. If you have a keli, a utensil, and you have to be toivelin in the mikveh to make it be tahor, really the same halacha could be if you're being toivelit when you bought it from a goy. So the handles of a kelim, shehin aruchais, if it's long, for us the katatan, and you're gonna cut it off, matzpil and mokei mido. So, divrei Rabbi Meir says if there's a keli, a utensil, and it has a handle, and the handle is long, and you're gonna cut off part of the handle. If you're not gonna cut off the handle, then the handle is part of the keli, and you have to be tevel the whole handle together with the keli. But now, says Rabbi Meir, now that you're gonna cut off half of it, so you only have to be tevel until where you're going to cut off. Until the measurement of where you're gonna cut off. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda disagrees, and he says, Achiyatsu das kuloi, you have to, be toivel the whole keli, even the entire part of the handle, even though you're going to cut it off. In other words, the Gemara is saying that Rabbi Meir holds kola imid li katet ki katet stami. Anything that's going to be cut is as if it's cut already. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda holds that we don't say anything that's bound to be cut is as if it's cut. And therefore, the Gemara earlier that said a rule, kola im elachte kechatuch dami, luchayra, is only according to the opinion of Rabbi Meir. And then the Gemara says, no, I can tell you that in Arasugi and Chulin, when we're talking about food, then we could say we're going even according to the Rabbanan. Afilu v'teim Rabbanan, we can even go according to the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. Chibure oichlin command the mitrisi dami. Even though Rabbi Yehuda says that when it comes to being toivel utensils, we have to be toivel the entire handle even though you're going to cut it, and we don't say it's as if it's cut, that's by a keli, a utensil. But if it's food, food is as if it's cut, and there I could say, command it's as if it's cut, even though it's a connected and attached. We saw over here the opinion of Rabbi Meir, that by a keli that has a handle, and you're going to cut off part of it, you only have to be teva until we are going to cut it off. Comes Tosfos, and asks Tosfos, what does it help that it's considered as if the part of the handle that you're going to cut is cut off already, and therefore you don't have to put the extra part of the handle in the mikvah, and be teva that part of the handle. But asks Tosfos, we have a different problem. The handle that's long and still connected, so the part that's going to be cut off is as if we can consider, we could look at it as if it's not there. And therefore, you don't have to put it in the mikvah. But, so it's not connected to this keli, it doesn't need tefillah, it's not part of the keli. But lemaisa, that part of the keli is still here, and it's blocking, it's covering over on the place of the cut. The half of the part of the handle that is going to remain connected is going to have an end at the place where you're going to cut off the extra part of the handle. And right now that they are connected, that part where they're connected is covered and not being touched by the water. So ask Tosfos, let that be a chatzitza. Tosfos and other Rishonim as well, ask the question, let that place where it's connected, where you're going to cut it, let that be a chatzitza, And therefore, why is it a valid tefillah with that you're toivel the utensil until the place where you're going to cut, if there is a chatzitza? Now, this chatzitza is only a miut hamakpid, but that would be a chatzitza, nevertheless, midrabanan. The general rules of chatzitza are that min ha-Torah, it only invalidates the tefillah if it has both criteria. If it's only if it's rubai, it's most of the item or person, and also it's makpid, the person is makpid about that chatzitza. The person cares about that chatzitza. So here, this portion of the handle that's covered over by the part that's going to get cut off is only a minority part of the keli. So therefore, the chatzitza would not be min ha-Torah, but nevertheless, midrabanan, the Chazal Chachamim said that any chatzitza, if it's either a miut, but he's makpid about it, or he's not makpid about it, but it's on a roiv of the item, then it's a chatzitza. So here also, even though the part of the handle that wasn't yet cut is only a chaitit on part of the minority of the keli, nevertheless, since he's makpid about it, since he cares about it, he cares about the fact that that part of the handle is covered over, so let it be a chatzitza. So asks Tosfos. To that, Tosfos gives the answer. Tosfos says we're talking about not like a handle that's like a piece of wood, metal or plastic. We're talking about a handle that's chains, it's links. One link and then another link. So he's going to cut off numerous links. So once he's going to cut them off, so links, there's the water is able to touch the links that are connected and going to remain connected, are able to fully touch the water without any chatzitza. The chiddush is that the links that you're going to cut off don't have to go in the mikvah because they don't require the tefillah because they are now considered part of the keli. So answers Tosfos. The Rash and the Rosh in Mikvois, in this Mishnah Mikvois that the Gemara is quoting, the Gemara is bringing down a Mishnah Mikvois, and on that Mishnah there are Rishonim that explain the Mishnah, the Rash and the Rosh. They also discuss this question, and they give an answer that the La'olam we're talking about, that it's a handle like a regular handle, not a chain. It's a stick. And there's the chayra, there should be a problem that there's a chatzitza. In other words, there's a problem that part of the stick is covered. The part, the end, that's going to be freshly cut right now, that it wasn't yet cut, is covered over by the part that's going to get cut off. So they answer that that's considered beis hastarim, a hidden part of the keli. And the hidden part of the keli does not have a problem of chatzitza. In other words, like this. La'olam, we say that hidden parts of a keli have to have, if it's a person that's being toivel, the hidden parts of a keli have to be really be as mayim. In other words, they don't actually have to touch the water, but they have to be able to touch the water. Like, we all know, if you go to the mikvah, you don't have to open your mouth and let the water of the mikvah come into your mouth, but you can't have a chatzitza within your mouth. You can't have strings of meat between your teeth or other things in your mouth that would be a chatzitza. They could be a chatzitza. In other words, the reason being, because you can't have chatzitzas in the beis hastarim because you need it to be royally biyos ma'im. You need it to be able to have the water there. You don't actually have to have the water there. So, says the Rosh and the Rash, that even though by a person, when a person is toivel, there's a halacha that when it's beis hastarim, when it's the hidden parts, it has to be able to have the water there. But when it's a keli, when it's the hidden parts of a keli, then you don't have to have royally beis man. Then you don't even have to have that it's able to have the water there. Not only do you not have to actually have the water there, you don't even have to have that the water is able to get there. In other words, since it's a beis hastarim, what comes up the kitzur is that according to the Rash and the Rosh, since this part of the handle's Beis HaStarim is a hidden part of the Keli, so therefore it's enough that it gets submerged in the water and it doesn't have to have that the water actually touches it, and we don't even have to have a Roi Libiyas Mayim because a Keli is different than a person. Only people have to have a Roi Libiyas Mayim Ben Beis HaStarim, not Kalim. The Ran and the Meiri, they say a different Teretz. The Ran right here in Chulin and the Meiri, they say that since the person wants the handle to stay on the Keli right now until it will get actually cut, so that's not considered like he's Makpid. We said already before, it's only minority. Not only is it minority, but it's a minority, so we assumed it's a minority that he's Makpid about. Say the Ran and the Meiri, since he wants it to stay connected until he'll actually cut it off, so therefore it's considered Einoi Makpid, it's considered that he's not Makpid about it. Now, there's a little bit of a Chiddush involved. In other words, even though we're saying that Kolo Emeli Katzit Kikatzit Dami, we're considering it like it's cut, we're saying that therefore the other part of the handle does not have to go in the water. Nevertheless, even though it's considered like it's cut, but it's considered that he's not Makpid, that he doesn't care about the fact that this, he's happy to have this covering over on the place of the cut, and therefore it's considered Einei Makpid. So it's a miut, she'einei Makpid, and therefore it's not a problem of a chatzitza. Now, perhaps this exact case of a keli, a utensil that has a handle that's long, and you're gonna cut it off, and you haven't yet cut it off, and you're being toivel it, is perhaps not so common. But there's a very shechiachtike halacha that is learned, that is based on this sugya. The Torah in Yeridaya, in Simikuf Tzadiches, he's talking about chatzitzes of a person that's going to the mikvah. And the Torah says that the fingernail, if the fingernail is there and it's long, and you're going to cut it off, that's not a chatzitza. It says the Beis Yosef in the name of the Mordechai, since the fingernail is considered part of the person, even if it's long and gonna cut off, it's not a chatzitza. Come the Meforshim, so, and that tour in Beis Yosef is a halacha of the Mechaber, and I say specifically Mechaber, the Rambo and others are going to bring other views, but the Mechaber says like that in Shulchan Aruch, Simekuf Tzadiches Sifchof, Hatziporin atzma, the fingernail itself, eino chitzates, is not a chatzitza, ve'afilu im hoysa gedoilo vo'imedes lichotich. V'payriachas ve'iveres mekinegin abos eino chitzates. Even if it's long, even if the fingernail is long and it's gonna get cut off, nevertheless, there's no chatzitza involved. Comes the Shevet Alevi, others, already we'll see it's really Taz and Shach discuss, get to touch on this, that lechayra, the psak of the mechaber, is dependent on the machlokes rishonim that we just mentioned. The same way that Tosfos asked the question that the part that's going to get cut off, if it's oimeli katitz, then the part that's connected of where it's going to get cut off is a chatzitza. So to by a fingernail, if it's supposed to get cut off and it's gonna get cut off. And we say, so it's going to get cut off, it's as if it's cut off, and then the part that's connected and where it's going to get cut off is a chatzitza. That's what Tosfos asked. So too, just like by a keli it's a chatzitza, so too on a fingernail, the part that's going to get cut off should be a chatzitza to the place of the cut where it's going to get cut off. So says the Shevet HaLevi that the Mechaber, the Tor, the Beis Yosef, the Mechaber, they're obviously following the opinion of the Ran and the Meiri. According to the Tosfos, the only way to answer was to say there are links. According to the Rash and the Rosh, the only way to answer was to say that Kalim are different than people. And by Kalim, the Beis HaStarim doesn't have to touch the water, it doesn't even have to be able to have the water touch. But people, the Rash and the Rosh agree. Here the Shulchan Aruch is talking about people. The only way to go is to say like the Ran and the Meiri, and to say that even though it's kikotzatam, it's as if it's cut, you have to say he's not it's considered that he's not makpid about it until it's cut. So the Mechaber, in essence, is going like the Ran and the Meiri. So fine. So the Mechaber passing like the Ran and the Meiri. Comes the Rima. And the Rima says, he first says, Miu kozeh, dafka k'shein b'tzoya batik tachta v'shasra tavla. It has to be that there's no dirt underneath, no dough or dirt underneath the nail, because that would be a chatzitza. That everybody l'chayr is going to agree to. If there's dirt or dough underneath the fingernail, that's a plain simple chatzitza, and everybody across the board agrees to that. Then continues the Rima, and he says, "Me'achad ikfar na'agu lito hatifar na'ayim, afkidim tifar na'achas nishabi yodav itov lo tzvicha tzvila achares, v'chein na'agin." Says the Rima, since the minig is to cut the fingernails off, so even if she forgot one fingernail and she went to tefillah, she had a tefillah without cutting off that fingernail, she has to be tefillah again, and that's the minig. So the Rima is bringing a differing opinion that not like the Mechaber. Mechaber said, even though it's going to get cut off, it's not a chatzitza. Says the Rima, since the minig is to cut them, to cut the fingernails, so therefore, the fingernail is a chatzitza. So what does the Rima mean? What does the Rima mean that the fingernail is a chatzitza? So you could have easily said, like we said before, that the whole Mechaber is only following the Ran and the Meiri. But really, Tosfos, the Rash and the Rosh disagree with the Ran and the Meiri. So you could have easily said that the reason of the Rima is because he follows the other Rishayim. However, if you look in the Mefarshim, apparently the Taz and Shach did not learn that that was the Kavan of the Rima. The Taz certainly did not learn that that was the Kavan of the Rima, and the Shach also seems that he didn't learn that that's the Pshat of the Rima, although he is Machmir, like other Rishayim. The Taz comes and explains that the reason of the Rima to say that the fingernail is a chatzitza is because since the minig is to cut off the fingernails because of cleanliness, because of the problem that there is perhaps dirt or dough underneath, so therefore, the minig causes that even if you see that there's no dirt, it's considered as if there's dirt. The minig is to consider every fingernail a chatzitza because perhaps there might be dirt. We consider the fingernail a problem, a chatzitza problem, even when we didn't see dirt, because of a cheshash of dirt. And the fizeh, according to this, even the Rima was not machmer on Tosfos, the Rash and the Rosh. Even the Rima was only machmer of a new chumra, that the minig is to be worried about the dirt, and to consider the chatzitza, even though we didn't see the dirt, because of a cheshash of dirt. The Shach says the Inochanami, there are opinions like the Rima. There are those that say that if there was no dirt, then the Shach comes along and he says that Lemaiso, there are other opinions. He brings on an opinion of a Ravon. And he says that the fact that you're gonna cut it off, that alone is a chatzitza. The Shach is mashma that he understood Taka, that the reason of the Rima is because he held like the Ravon. The Shach learned that the Rima held like the Ravon, and the problem is, like we said, in the other Rishayim, Tosfos and the Rash and the Rosh. The Ravon says that since you're going to cut it off, then the place where it's connected, gufo, is covered over by the part that's going to get cut off. Like we said, in the opinion of Tosfos, the Rash and the Rosh. Says the Shach, the Rima holds like the Ravon. However, the Shevet HaLevi asks, that if you look in the source of the Rima, the Rima says that his source is the Issef HaGoyesh HaRidura. And the HaGoyesh HaRidura says clearly that his reason is like the Taz, that the problem is that there's a chash of dirt. So, the Ma'isa, to say real pshat in the Shirimo, says the Shevet HaLevi, it's very shver to say like the way the Shach seems to say pshat in the Rimo. Be that as it may, the Shach says, the Shach and the Taz at the end of the day are machmer. They're more really. They're more, the Shach and the Taz, they're all machmer, that a lady that has a fingernail, the minig is that the fingernail has a chatito, even if we see that it's clean. However, there's a difference between the Taz and the Shach. According to the Taz, and really the real makor of the Rimo, the problem is because even though there's no dirt, to consider as if there is dirt. So then perhaps it's more room to be lenient. In other words, it's only that echshash of dirt. If you vada knew there's no dirt, so perhaps there's maybe more mocking to be lenient. The Shach is worried about the Rishonim that are concerned about the part of the fingernail itself being a chatito. And that's going to be much more of a problem. And so that's what comes out, the sugio of Shulchan Aruch. So according to the Mechaber doesn't have any problem of the fingernail itself being a chatito, nor of a cheshash that there's tit v'tzoyah. As long as you saw that it was clean, according to the Mechaber, there was no problem at all. According to the Ramah, the Taz, and the Shach, there is a concern of the fingernail. The question is it because of a cheshash of dirt, or is it because a minig that even if there's no dirt, that we'd be worried about dirt, even though we didn't see the dirt, or because we're worried about the Rishonim that say that the fingernail itself is a problem. Now this question goes a lot further. Just to show you how much further it goes. So first of all, it's commonly known, therefore ladies are very careful to cut down the fingernails as low as they possibly can. There are differentiations between the toenails and the fingernails. In theory, the basic concept applies to the toenails as well, although there's more coolness on the toenails than on the fingernails. And therefore, it's a very shver azach for ladies to have long, ladies that have to go to the mikveh to have long fingernails is really a very shver azach. There is Achiezer that discusses it. He's melamed chus a little bit. But it's beyond the scope of this year to really go into this discussion of what Achiezer says. To go a little further, to understand how much Pais can discuss this, they discuss about what happens if a lady forgot to cut her fingernails before Shabbos. Is a goy, the Taz and the Shach, Magen Avraham, they discuss, can we have a goy cut off the fingernails? And b'diavad, if a lady didn't cut off the fingernails and it's ready the next day or whatever, there's a lot of the other shyness. Another discussion that comes in connected to this discussion is what happens if a lady has long hair. So there, and she's going to cut it. So there it's the same discussion as the fingernails. Just like the extra part of the fingernail that's going to be cut is as if it's cut, and then that part that would be off is a chatito. But here it's the same thing. Since it's aimed to be cut, and it's going to be cut, then the part that's going to be cut is as if it's off. And the part where it's connected is a chatito discussion as well. There you don't have the problem of the dirt, the chash of dirt, it has this problem you don't have, but the shach's problem would exist. So there's an interesting chasam sofer, in Shailas the Chubas chasam sofer, that discusses the talos. There's some people have a minog, chasidim mainly, have a minog that they totally cut off the hair. The ladies, the women cut off the hair all the way down. Before they go to the mikveh, they cut their hair all the way down. They also have a minug that they only are makpid on cutting the hair all the way off after the first night of the chasana. They only do that after the first night, after bias mitzvah. So if they have such a minug, so the tefillah that they're going to do before the chasana, l'chayra has a problem that there's hair on their head that they're going to cut off, and it's not yet cut off, and the place where it's connected should be a chatzitza, since it's oimed to be cut off. Azoy asks the Shoyal to the Chassam Sofer. So to this, the Chassam Sofer says, a Yisoid. He wants to say a Yisoid that since they're waiting to cut the hair off, even though they're going to cut the hair off, and they want to cut the hair off, but since there's some ma'aseh, so there's an action that they're waiting for, they're not yet ready. There's still one time thing waiting, the stopping between when they're toivel and when they're going to cut it off. So that separates and says that we don't yet say it's oimeli katzitz. He says that Tosfos says in Masechta Bava Kamma that if there's, we don't say kol ha'im v'lizer kezorik dami, if we still have to go ahead and do a ma'isa. At the time of the shechita, Tosfos in Bava Kamma says that we don't say kol ha'im v'lizer kezorik dami, even though we do, the concept of kol ha'im v'lizer kezorik dami is said. And, in other words, which means, any blood of a carbon that's going to be spritzed on the Mizbeach is as if it's spritzed already. And that concept is very similar to the concept of kol ha'im l'katzitz k'katzitz lami. Whatever is going to be cut is as if it's cut. But Tosfos says that at the time of Shechita, at the time when we slaughter the animal, we don't say kol ha'im l'zer k'zorit lami. We don't say whatever is going to be spritzed is as if it's spritzed. Why? Since at the time of Shechita, we still have to do the Kabbalah's Hadam, we still have to do an action before we're going to do this Rika, we're lacking an action before we're ready to perform this Rika, so we can't say Kol Ha'im V'Lizer K'Zorik Dami. Since there's an action, a necessary action, before we can do this Rika, we can't say it's as if it's spritz. So too says the Chassam Sofer, since she's waiting to have an action before she's going to cut off her hair, so then we can't yet say Kol Ha'im V'Lizer K'Zorik Dami. Be that as it may, these are all big discussions. The purpose of this year is to bring awareness on this topic, to give an understanding on this topic. And we saw from our sugya that it's a big machlokes harishonim, and how the poskim dealt with it when we say on the fingernails and hair that's going to be cut off. And the question is, if the thing that's going to be cut off, if it will be a chatzitza before it was cut off, and the place where it's going to be cut off.
The Daf Yomi audio series has been brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center. To reach the Center for Halacha Consultations, Service, Educational Seminars, or Media, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Chabad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you could email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.